Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, was sagt das Yevamis, Perik Tes Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. Haisha, now we have over here a case of a woman, Shehalach, who went, Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Isha Shehalach Baila Bitzaras, Ala Medina Sayam. A woman whose husband and the other wife in the marriage went to Medina Sayam, across the ocean, to a faraway place. This husband had no sons at the time of the departure, when he left, the last we know about him. He does have a brother. Ibo, and now Edom come. They say to the woman that stayed behind, we have unfortunate news for you. Mace Balach, your husband died. Loisinasi, she can't just marry anyone she wants. After all, her husband left without children. She is Lechoira, a Yavama, if what they're saying is true. On the other hand, the brother cannot be Meyavim her. Why not? For sure he believed the Edom that he died. Yeah, that's not the problem. Problem is, how do you know the other wife is not expecting a child? Or maybe had a child? If that's the case, there's no Yivam. So loy tisyave. She cannot become a Yivam achateda until we know clearly. Shemet miyaberes hitzarasa. Maybe the other wife is expecting a child. If you know for sure that she's not, so the brother here can be miyavimer. Frekta batanura. So why don't she do chalitza? Do chalitza and let her get married to whoever she wants to. If Takar Tzara had a baby, so she doesn't need the chalitza. Anyway, she can get married to whoever she wants. There's no yivam. If the Tzara didn't have a baby or is not expecting a child, so fine, so she's a yivam and she has chalitza. So Zog to Gemara, here's the problem. Chalitza is psula lekahuna. If there's going to be chalitza, she can't marry a kohen. If there's going to be chalitza, let's say it turns out afterwards that a Tzara had a baby. And the chalitza was meaningless. So you're going to have to call out, no. Even though she had chalitza, she's still kosher to marry a kohen because it was a meaningless chalitza. She was never a yavama. And you're always going to have someone, or it's shayach who have someone that was there to witness the chalitza. Remember, the chalitza is done publicly. It wasn't there when they called out on the chalitza that it was a meaningless chalitza. And he's going to see her later marry a kohen. He's going to say, you know, a chalitza could marry a kohen. I'm telling you, there were chashuv rabbanim there. He's not going to know she's not really a chalitza. She had a mother-in-law. The mother-in-law is not here. So we have here a woman whose husband died with no children. As far as we know, no brothers. So the chayra is not shach, she's Yavama. There's no brother. But I don't know where my mother-in-law is. What if my mother-in-law, Bimedina Sayam, had a baby boy? Zok the mishnah, if she had a mother-in-law, was Bimedina Sayam? Eina chashesha. She does not have to be concerned that her mother-in-law had a son, and therefore she's a yavama to that son, because we look at it this way. Even if the mother-in-law did have a child, that child might be a girl who's not a yavin. So we have a double suffix. Who says a mother-in-law had a child at all? And even if she had a child, who says she had a boy? Wait a second. What about the first case of this Mishnah? You just told me, Isha Shehalach Baila Vitzarasa, that her husband and the other wife went Lamedina Sayam. And they came and they told her that your husband died. She can't get married because maybe she's a Yavama, but he can't be Meyavimer. Because maybe the Tzara had a child. Why don't we say the same thing? Who says the Tzara had a child? If she had a child, maybe it was a girl. And the answer is very simple. Even if she had a girl, she's still not a Yavama. When we're looking to see if a woman is a Yavama or not, there are two questions we have to ask. Her husband who died, did he have children or not? If he had a child, whether a boy or a girl, she's not a Yavama. Then there's another question. Is there a Yavim? Is there a husband's brother? But here it's only a husband's brother, not a husband's sister. So in the first case of our Mishnah, the case of a Isha Shehalach Baila Bitzaras LeMedina Sayam, no, we're taka worried. What if the Tzara had a baby? Any baby, boy or girl, would mean she's not a Yavama. That's why I can't let the brother be Miyavim her. But if you know for sure there are no children, the shaila is only whether there's a brother, whether the husband has a brother or not. So what are you saying? Maybe the mother-in-law had a child. Well, first of all, we don't know that. Even if she did, maybe it was a girl. So it would have to be the mother-in-law had a live child that is a boy. Okay, so we're going to take our chances on that. But Yatsasa Mileya, of the mother-in-law, when she left, she was expecting a child. Then chesheshes. Now we know that she was miyuberes, the mother-in-law was miyuberes, we know there's a chance that she had a son, and that means there's a yavim, and we have to be concerned for that. Rabbi Shua me'en chasheshes. Shua says, even in this case, even when the mother-in-law was miyuberes, ein chasheshes, she can get married right away. Rabbi Shua looks at it this way. It's still a double suffix. The mother-in-law was miyuberes, but who says she had a live baby? Maybe she had a miscarriage. If it was a miscarriage, even if it's boy or girl, it doesn't make a difference. She's not a yavama. And even if she had a viable baby, maybe it's a girl. So Rabbi Yeshua still sees a double suffix, even though the mother-in-law was miyuberes. But the halacha is not like Rabbi Yeshua, says the Batanur. So quickly, chazring over, a woman that her husband and Tzara, the other wife, went to Medina Sayyam. There were no sons. There is a brother that the husband has. Edom come and they say to the woman, your husband died. She can get married to whomever she wants. Because maybe she's a Yavama. Well, isn't she for sure a Yavama? Let the brother be Miyavamer? No. We have to make sure that the other Tzara is not Miyuberes, is not expecting a child. If her mother-in-law went to Medina Sayyam, and her husband died without sons. As far as we know, there were no brothers. But what if the mother-in-law had a son? No, don't have to worry about this. I don't have to worry that the mother-in-law had a son in Medina Sayyam. She can marry whoever she wants to. We said it's kind of a double suffix. Who says the mother-in-law had the child at all? And if she has a child, who says it's a boy? Maybe it's a girl. And if it's a girl, there's no yivam. But if the mother-in-law left expecting a child, then she does have to worry. Maybe she gave birth to a son. And therefore, she can't marry who she wants until we clarify that. Rabbi Yeshua says, even if the mother was expecting a child, we are still not going to be concerned because who says it was a viable child? Maybe she would miscarry. And even if she did have a viable child, it could be a girl, not a boy. So we're not going to worry.